This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And we begin in bankruptcy court, the Chapter 11 filing of AMR, proud parent company of American Airlines. It's hitting up some turbulence, if you will, as it works its way toward a reorganization and a possible merger with U.S. Airways. The pilots' union is accusing AMR of using bankruptcy to cut costs more than necessary. The company is sending layoff warning notices to more than 11,000 employees. And passengers, meanwhile, you remember them? Well, they're caught in a morass of late and canceled flights, as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon explains.
At first, a pilots' union spokesman insisted there is absolutely no slowdown, sick out, or any other union-organized job action against American. Tom Hoban of the Allied Pilots Association suggested it's just spontaneous.
You've got a very angry group of frontline employees that are being put through the wringer in this bankruptcy process.
So I pressed the question, why have so many flights been canceled in recent days? Well, up to 6 in 10 arrived late. And he all but confirmed reports that flights are being grounded for even minor repairs that wouldn't normally cause delays.
We're under a great deal of FAA scrutiny in this bankruptcy right now. I can't speak for any of the ground workers, but we've got pilots that are going to take a very, very cautious operational approach. And if there's a maintenance item in question, they're going to write it up.
It's gotten so bad that a travel columnist for the Wall Street Journal recommends travelers avoid American this fall. Veteran airline consultant Mike Boyd thinks that's going too far.
They imply that customers are about to get shafted by American Airlines if they make a booking. That's not true. They have some issues they're working through. All airlines have had this. But to imply to the public this is going to continue for months is totally inaccurate.
But Richard Abulafia, an analyst for the Teal Group, isn't so sure.
They still have some time to make this right, but if this persists, if they can't get the unions on the same page as management, then yeah, there are going to be good reasons to be wary.
At airfarewatchdog.com, travel expert George Hobica says a union pushback was bound to happen.
The unions have done a lot of givebacks, and now that the airlines are making money finally, they want their share.
Hobica thinks Americans' troubles could foreshadow tough labor bargaining ahead for other airlines. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.